Good morning, Audio Boom Land. It is Joe De Niro checking in with you guys on February 2nd. And it is February. And I'm going to do my February day one boom today. I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, but I'm going to do that today. And a little later on today, I'm going to do my February day two boom. And I'm going to really, really work hard at this one and see how far we get through the month. It's almost like New Year's resolutions. Can I get through February? I don't know. Anyway, internet, the good, the bad, the ugly, social media, all that good stuff. I personally have been on the internet since 1994. Remember the good old days of America Online, Prodigy, CompuServe? Yeah, that's when I go back to. And from the get-go, it was and is a wonderful, wonderful thing and just changed the world. Are there some bad aspects of it? Yeah. And I'll talk about a little bit about that in a little bit. And it really, it's more on the social media side of things for me, at least. But I go back to the old days and, you know, I didn't really use Prodigy. I had Prodigy for maybe 2 months, 3 months, and I didn't really use it that much. But I played with all three services back in the early days. And on America Online, I was involved with a lot of different, they used to have these music communities, and I was really, really involved with a few bands, communities back then. And it was like this whole new world. And on CompuServe, I used to, when I still could see, I used to collect Hard Rock Cafe pins. They had little guitar pins and little different types of pins that they sell in the various Hard Rock Cafes. I was a big, big collector of them. And, you know, through both of these things, I connected with so many people, you know, particularly in the Hard Rock Cafe side of things. I became a very kind of a mover shaker in that hobby for many years. And you probably, if you Google searched my name to this day, probably, and put in the words Hard Rock Cafe, you probably find a reference here or there to me. But for a few years, I was really prevalent in it, and CompuServe had this whole Hard Rock Cafe pin trading forum. And I got to meet so many people through that, and then started going to, you know, different trading conventions and things like that, and different fundraising, you know, things that, you know, the trading community was doing. And it was just a way, it was sort of the vehicle that connected me with a whole bunch of friends, some of which that I still am connected to these days, even though I'm not in a hobby anymore. I don't really see them because they're all over the place. It's still people that you're now Facebook friends with me, and I still, you know, keep in contact with. And it was awesome. It was this wonderful avenue to connect with people. And it was so exciting at first. And you know, and I knew right from the get-go of the different kind of potential that was out there. I remember in 1996, there was a band that I was really into in the late 80s, early 90s that, they even had a top 40 hit, but they had at that time disbanded, and the singer had a new project based out of New York City. And I saw the band at a club. And I was working on a website, an unofficial website for the old band with another friend of mine from Sweden that sort of, again, connected via music, you know, with people around the world. And we were doing this website, and I told him about it. And next thing I know, I was talking with a manager, and we wound up doing that band's official website for about a year and a half. While they were trying to get signed and stuff. And it was really, really cool. I mean, if they put out an independent live CD, and we were marketing that, and, you know, all this early stuff. It was really, really cutting edge at the time. And, you know, not really, bands weren't even doing that yet. It was before even the MySpace and was kind of there for a vehicle for bands and stuff. So, I mean, just really, really early days of that stuff. And it was exciting. It was exciting. And, you know, fast forward, you know, another 10 years later, and it's the beginning of social media with Facebook. And at first, I didn't get Facebook. I didn't. Ann had set up an account for me, and I never even logged on. I was just like, nah, I don't get it. I don't want to get it. Blah blah blah. And one day, you know, back in 2008, I think I've been on since. Or maybe late 2007. I can't remember when, but very, very early days of it. I logged on, and the first thing that came up to it said, you know, back in those days, you know, it told you how many friends you had right on the homepage. And said, Joe has no friends. And I was like, I got friends. Screw this. And I went off and I went to start finding my friends on Facebook and started adding them. And it wound up turning into this really cool thing where, you know, I connected with some friends from high school that I hadn't talked to in literally 20 years. We wound up getting together, and getting together and meeting again after 20 years. And it was awesome. You know, what the bad side of things with the internet, social media is what you see on social media these days. And, some of the vitriol that's out there, you know, be it politics, be it whatever, you know, that people are spewing. You know, I don't like seeing that. You know, one thing is to have an opinion. Another thing is to have an opinion and to be hateful. When you know, one thing is to have a constructive conversation, as opposed to spewing out vitriol and, you know, crazy rhetoric. The other thing is, you know, what people choose to share on there. You know, I have on my Facebook page, because of, you know, my involvement with music and different things, I have like currently about 1,200-1,300 friends on Facebook. And you know what? They're not all my friends. You know, a lot of them are acquaintances at best. You know, so when you go and you post something on Facebook, all those people see that. And you know what? Some stuff shouldn't, you know, you just don't share certain things with there. And I see it all the time. I see it with some of my friends. I see it, heck, with some members of my family. And I'm just like, it just blows my mind. So, you know, that's some bad stuff. You know, how much time we put into it is another thing. And it's, you know, even just with like phones and stuff, like how much time you put on your phone, you know, doing different things. You know, I got this cool new app. It's called Moment, and it tells me how many times I've been on, how long I've been on the phone on any given day. And it's a good checker. You know, it tells you, hey, you picked up the phone this many times, you used it for this many time or this many hours, and blah blah blah. I'll tell you what, you pick it up sometimes, you go, holy crap, what the hell was I doing? You know, and sometimes for me, it's no big deal because I'm reading a book while I'm doing other things, or I'm listening to podcasts while I'm doing other things. So, you know, but it makes me, when I look at it, it makes me think about, what did you do today with the phone? You know, if you were on the phone for 3 or 4 hours, what were you doing? You know, if I was listening to a book for 3 hours while, you know, doing housework, no big deal. But if I was just sitting around playing games for 2 or 3 hours, you know, makes you want to, you know, rethink what you're doing with your time, because time is precious. So anyway, that's my food for thought for a lot of this. I could probably go on and on and on, but, you know, I only have 10 minutes, so, and I'm not going to go on for 10 more than that. So hope everyone's having a great day, and we will talk with you real soon. Take care. Pause recording.